that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel,
it's
gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow,
morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We welcome you here live at the, well, the Radio Ranch here this July 17th, 2021. We've got a full crew on this morning and good hot coffee. Got our Bibles right here. Got a new Bible. Well, not a new one, but we've got one we'll tell you about this morning. We've got again. And but we'll welcome everybody in first. And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And Jason, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
And Tim in Nebraska, thanks for joining us, and good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back on the program. And we say
good to be here.
Good morning to you, the remnant. We thank you for joining us. It's a beautiful day, beautiful sunrise this morning. A little hazy. Oh, there's smoke all over the country. All over the country from the fires in Utah and Wyoming and Colorado and California and Arizona and Oregon. How about that? And but it is a beautiful morning today, and we welcome you here. We'll have the phone lines open if you have a question or a comment. There's plenty to talk about, plenty to discuss, and plenty to pray about. We're going to start off with prayer. We suggest you do the same thing. Hopefully you've had time this morning to get prayed up, to get armored up, to be ready to face the day. And John, we'd ask if you'd open us up in prayer for this program, sir.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly but boldly, claiming the promises that you've given us as the sons of God, having contacted your precious, holy, cleansing, healing, protective blood in through repentance and baptism for the remission of sins. Father, I asked this morning that you would guide and direct us, give us wisdom, understanding, and discernment. So much is going on, not only in this country, but throughout the world. Destruction. Father, I pray that those that can would come to repentance. I pray that you would remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears, that they'd be able to hear and see the truth while there's still yet time, and that when they do, they'd fall upon their face and they would cry out and ask for forgiveness. That they would understand that the destruction that's taking place not only in this country but throughout the world is as a result of our sin and of our forgetting you, our Heavenly Father. Lord, help us to hear you, the Lord, and when we do, to be obedient. Guide and direct us specifically as the patriarchs of our households. Give us the wisdom, understanding, and discernment that we need to make the provisions that we need to need, that we need to get us through these difficult times. But Lord, we know that there's no greater weapon offensively or defensively than the blood of Jesus. And the conviction that I've had is that there's nothing but the blood of Jesus that's going to save us from the enemy, sometimes from ourselves. Father, I pray that you would send your myriads of angels out, as you said, that we could call upon you to do. And Lord, send your ministering angels to minister to your people, your guardian angels to protect them, and your warring angels to battle Leviathan. Your word says that we're to pray unceasingly. Repetition is the key to success and victory. So we do, Father, we continue to pray that those things, the wicked, vile, evil things that have been done against you and your people, even 50 years ago, 100 years ago, Lord, that they would all be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops, and that those that have perpetrated these things would be found out and exposed. Continue to pray that you would send confusion into the camp of the enemy, that they would turn upon one another and devour one another. And we continue to pray for righteous judgment, that you would hold all of those who've committed these things accountable, not to man's laws, but to God's laws. We thank you for this time that you set aside on Saturday mornings for your people to come together and to encourage one another to love and good deeds. I thank you for the men who sacrificed to join with us on the radio. I thank you for the insight and the wisdom that you give them, Lord, with regards to what it is that your people, the remnant, need to hear to prepare. Father, I ask that you would show us how all of these things tie in to your prophecy. We pray these things through our Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or to our Heavenly Father, through his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913. If you want to call in, if you have a question or a comment. And hazy mornings all over. Spoke to my son in Nevada yesterday. Hazy morning there. The smoke from the fires. Early. It's awful early for the record-setting fires that once again we're seeing out here in the West and the Midwest. The National Fire Service has gone to, they call it a preparedness level 5, which is the highest they go. And it's the earliest that they've gone to that level based on the number of fires and the dryness and the fire potential. It's the earliest that they've gone to that since they've started rating it over 25 years. And so once again, it's summertime and not just fires like you get rain in the afternoon, but record fires. Had a couple firefighters burned over in Red Lodge, Montana, up near Joliet, Montana, just yesterday, and had to have them flown out to the burn center in Salt Lake. And so it's you might say it's a mess out there. you know, it's continued to be that way. It's not just that this year we have record fires or last year. You go back 15, 18 years ago, Pastor was preaching on and did a great series, the fires in California, on the record fires that were being set then. And that has not abated. Every year it's worse and worse. You know, over official numbers, I think 85 or 88 people died in the Paradise Fire, Paradise, California, the campfire in Paradise, just a couple of years ago. These are part of the birth pangs.
You got all the flooding in Europe.
Yeah, over 150 dead there. Flooding and deaths in the UK that is out of the norm. You know, that's what these things are, folks. They are not normal. You know, yes, you get
is what they say.
That's right. You get flooding and you get fires, but not to this extent. You just don't. You know, Arizona had flooding, flash flooding. It's so dry down there. I think that's where it was. The news had a home video of, you know, this road just between houses is just a raging river, and here comes a white Prius just being just rushed down the river like a boat. It was hilarious. I guess unless that was your vehicle, but massive flooding even here on the East Coast, and it's not the way it should be. You know, folks, we have to remember that and realize and see that these are the birth pangs. These are knocks at the door. God saying, hello, I'm trying to wake you up here. And it's not just here. It's not just here. Tim, you had mentioned right before the program the mess going on, like John, you said, about the flooding in the UK and the South Africa. Tim, what were you? I'll send it down to you to if you had some more on that. But I think what just an absolute mess there.
It's a harbinger of things to come. I mean, we are being warned. God's got the, you talked about the fire level at level 5. God's got the heavenly warning system on level 5. He's telling his people that they need to get their heads up and get to work and not necessarily the day-to-day grind so much as the get your salvation worked out, get things ready to go, because we're facing that time of God's judgment. I think we're seeing it in Venezuela was one of the early ones. We've got South Africa down there is just insane. I mean, I haven't really had a lot of time to look into everything that's going on there, but it was already, we've talked about it before, it was already pretty wild down there as far as what they've done. And per usual, the government school educated idiots have went in there and taken the means of production away from the people.
Yes.
You know, that knew how to run the land and how to farm. You know, that's not something you get a degree for to really understand. That's the problem with that. It takes years and years to understand how to make that land produce and to do it God's way and to support the land and to continually produce good food and good crops and everything else. And you interfere with God's system that way. You know, God's system is an agrarian system. Doesn't matter whether you like it or not, read your Bible, that's what it is. Adam was created to till and keep the garden and to dress it. And that involves everything that involves, from livestock to, hay. And everything in between. And when you interfere with that, with your anti-Christ philosophies and ideas, the suffering is on the way. And that's just and that's what they did down there. They went in, they took all these farms away, they took all the wealth away from
the true wealth away from the people who had earned it. And when they did that, you know, it's just like a house of cards. They knocked it down, the dominoes have been tipped, whatever you want to call it, and now you're seeing vernacular, why the chickens are coming home to roost. You're seeing massive food lines in South Africa, massive upset. The economy is in the trash can financially, and the reason it's that way is because they were taken off their land. They were that's the judgment of God upon that stupidity.
It's another Venezuela. Venezuela. Oh, yeah. Basically removed the white, need to say it how it is. It's the white plantation owners that were removed from their positions owning these plantations and running them where they were productive. And now that's the same destruction. I mean, it's like Haiti. You know, Pastor Peters used to tell us that Haiti was the most fertile farmland in the world at one point, and it was the white plantation owners that made that productive. And when the blacks rose up and killed all the plantation owners, then they sold all that off to the Russians that brought over huge ships and basically clear-cut the land and stole all of its wealth and value for a one-time cash pot. And that country's never recovered, probably never will. But that's where Venezuela is headed.
Next?
That's where South Africa is headed next. But we also need to understand that the enemies of God right now, especially in this country, are doing everything they can to create a drought and famine. You look at Lake Mead, it's at one-third of its capacity, and it hasn't been that way since 1910. But it's that way because they've let all the water just continue to go down. And I was watching some news reports on it, and all you hear is, well, because of climate change, because, you know, every other word is climate change, and, you know, now you got the federal government, the demon rats, trying to pass another $4 trillion bill, which is pretty much all climate change. So there's a hidden agenda behind a lot of what's going on, the fact that they're paying farmers not to farm. We're headed for destruction, but the good news is God's got his hand of protection over those that are his, those that have contacted the blood, those that are faithful. He says that he will rebuke the devourer, and the blessings that will be bestowed upon you will be innumerable. So, you know, those are the promises we can claim. We can claim that greater is he that is for us than all those that are against us, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that he's given us, as children of God, his authority to trample upon scorpions and serpents and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. So these are all things we need to memorize, we need to understand, and we need to claim on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
His remnant's still out there, still doing their job. So, you know, and they're still keeping on, keeping on. And that's that warning to the rest of the world. Those who will come can come, either turn or burn, but your choice. So I think it's interesting to me that our country is kind of the last bastion, you know. And
it absolutely is.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought it was one of the things I seen that, I don't know if you guys seen this or not, but I thought it was interesting. In Ohio there's a bar, and they had a big mural down the side of the bar of, and it was big, of George Floyd. Yeah, and the it was called Take a Breath was the title of the mural, but a lightning strike hit it and collapsed the whole wall off the side of the building. The building's basically still standing, but it just knocked all the bricks off the side of the building into a rubble heap and scorched the thing and everything else. And it was like, wow. Yeah. But, you know, of course, it's like, well, I know who, who controls the lightning? The Lord God does.
Yes.
So, pretty amazing stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, and they tried to blame it on Republicans and conservatives. And
yeah, anybody, but...
Everybody's yeah. looking at it. They proved it was lightning strike even by the National Weather Service, so... Yeah, that's, it's good to see you. You love to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? You want to know who's in charge?
Yeah. Yeah, zap. One little bolt of electricity, that took care of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It lifts your eyes and your spirit a little bit. So,
It does.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw, Brother Ralph sent me an article here a couple days ago, but basically now they're saying that the CDC and the government basically saying that the new Delta variant had originated in Branson, Missouri. Would you imagine that? You know, one of the most conservative parts of the country, Bible Belt, supposedly the least one of the least vaccinated areas. And you can see the new agenda is going to be to push this Delta variant or this Lambda. I haven't even really looked into that. It's probably got something to do with the GLBT, ABCD. But anyways, the fact that they're starting to push that it's the unvaccinated that are causing this new bout of COVID, which is kind of comical if you think about it, because they call this thing a vaccine. We know it's not a vaccine, and if you participate in that science project, then you are part of the study. They've even admitted that. This
yes.
is nothing but a medical study. But where was I going with that? Basically, if you look at the definition of a vaccine is supposed to protect you from those who aren't vaccinated, who have said viruses or diseases. So what's comical, in my opinion, is the fact that they contradict their own terminology. I don't think they think through a lot of the things that they do, obviously. But I said in a couple of messages lately that there's no doubt in my mind, I'm 100% confident that the plan was never the virus. The plan's always been the vaccine, and the vaccine is deadly. But God, in his grace and mercy and compassion, has made provisions for his people to repent and to ask for forgiveness and to be anointed and have hands laid on and remove the curse and cleanse the blood. And that's exactly what's going to have to happen. And the good news is those that hate him and his people, there's no way that they're going to humble themselves. And there'll be a lot of lukewarm Christians, a lot of people playing church who, because of pride, will not humble themselves either. And in my opinion, there'll be a whole lot of people that are going to die because they won't humble themselves and repent.
It's happened before. Guys, the phone lines are ringing. Let me get the buttons pushed, and we'll welcome this caller. Caller, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, brethren. To speak to the destruction, the issue of destruction, at sundown tonight, according to the Gregorian calendar, is considered the ninth of Av, the ninth of Av. And I've come across it a few times, but it's a lot of tragedies happened. The temples were destroyed, so it's worth taking a look at and to keep the full armor on, you know, and to remain in the spirit, because I think this ninth of Av, there's something to it. So I don't know a lot about it, but you know, it begins tonight at sundown, and if you just put it in a search engine, you'll see all the destruction that happened to Israel on that date. So just a heads up.
All right.
So how long does that last for?
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. And the destruction's here. You know, being at flood, the economy like we've seen in South Africa, that we've seen in Venezuela, the riots and unrest that we've seen this week, just not only in Cuba, but how about still in Portland? They're still rioting in Portland. It's still, you know, the official word is, oh, it's safe to come on, visitors, and it's safe to come to Portland. You check local news, and buildings are still being burned. There's still 10,000 homeless people there. And so you better armor up. That's the protection that Jesus Christ offers his people. You know, even back in Nahum 1:7, the Lord is our stronghold. You read all through the Psalms. How many times does David talk about that? That God is our refuge, our stronghold, our strong tower. And, you know, Psalms, again, talks about that the word is truth. And so you want to survive the floods. You want to survive the riots. You want to survive the political upheaval in the land. You know, it reminds me of the widow. Wasn't it Elijah that was sent to the widow? Because it was a famine in the land. And doesn't the story go? He goes to her and tells her to make him some food. And she's like, I got enough for me and my boy. We're going to eat and die. And that's it. And he said, you take care of me first. You feed me and you'll be okay. And she did. She obeyed what you might say is the word of God spoken by his prophet. And her oil did not run out. And her son lived and survived. And it even references it later that there were many widows in that day that didn't. But that one survived. Why? Because she obeyed. And it's no different today. Those stories are given to us so that we can apply them today. When we apply the word, when we hold that his word is truth, when we hold that he is our stronghold, when we hold that 1,000 may fall at this side and 10,000 over here, but it shall not come unto me. The plague won't come to our tent. That, like you said earlier, John, it's things we can believe on, in and on and apply, and we must. We must.
Well, I've been convicted, like I said, as of late, with especially with the last two messages, about nothing but the blood of Jesus. And unless you've contacted that blood of Jesus through repentance and baptism, then those promises aren't for you. And we had a young couple that drove all the way from Kentucky to be baptized last Sunday in the little local church, and members of the body who had just started listening on the radio about one was a year, I think, and one was maybe a couple years. But that's my conviction, is that there's nothing
Amen.
But the blood of Jesus, and we have to apply that blood to ourselves. You know, like we pray that precious, holy, cleansing, healing, protective blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ over our wives and our families and all that God's blessed us with, and ourselves, obviously. And I think that's going to be one of our greatest weapons against what the enemy's plans are. Because then those promises, all of them, everyone in that, the Word of God, the living Word, are available to us. But I also think we need to know them so that we can claim them. So, and you can't know them unless you read the Bible. So it all ties together, in my opinion. And God, in his infinite wisdom, has made provisions for those who have even fallen into temptation or been pressured into taking the or participating in the science experiment. I'm not going to call it a vaccine because it's not a vaccine.
True.
Amen.
Right. My daughter worked for a rather large coffee chain, and they came out and said, well, we'll pay you to take the vaccine, quote unquote. And, then you won't have to wear a mask. you know, and we'll pay you for it. And she said, you know, it just occurred to me, I told her, I said, well, you know who gets paid to take things like that? Guinea pigs or test subjects.
Yes.
She said,
amen.
She said, or I'm horse. Not. Yeah, or whores. Yeah. So, and she said, I'm done. She said, I took my mask off, and they were like, well, you got to put it back on or you got to go home. And she said, I'm done. I went home. I'm finished. You know, so, that's the summation of that. To me, it kind of hit home. You know, we talk about choose you this day whom you'll serve, you know, and then we look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego going, oh no, King, our God can save us. Even if he doesn't, we're not going to bow down, you know. And
yep.
The summarization of all those things is God saying to his people, men and women both, hey, grow a spine. You know, I'm there. So, you know, Psalms 46, 5 through 7 says, God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar and the kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice. The earth quaked. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. And, you know, you got to claim it to make it happen. You know, I mean, if you won't stand on it, then you'll be swept away. And that's where the moment of truth isn't about these people who are undergoing all this stuff right now that we see going on around us. The moment of truth is about God's people. You know, it's the will you stand, will you claim it, will you turn, or will you burn? You know, I mean, that's where we're at. And we're in that crucible, you know, where all of the worthless stuff's going to be burned away and the base elements are going to remain and stand. So I think that's where we're at.
Amen. Yeah, guys, John, let's try the phone lines real quick. We got another caller. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. Morning, Josh. Enjoying the conversation this morning, and certainly in an agreement. Y'all talking about God's promise. John, I think it's important, as you keep stressing, that it is important that we do recognize what's going on and we do mourn for those who are in situation that they're in, and we cry out because those that haven't contacted the blood, they don't have that hope. And just like what y'all are saying, I think you're spot on. You know, that if you're going to have those promises, you got to have him, and that there is only one road to get there, and that is through the blood of Christ. So,
amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point. And I do, you know, remember, almost every time we pray, we pray like the Lord Jesus told us to pray, pray for grace and mercy in his wrath, and that he would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. And, you know, people get mad when you try to tell them that this vaccine is deadly, and it's designed by the government for population reduction. And mainly because either they have or loved ones have taken it. And I was going to say, there's a couple of men that are in our Wednesday morning prayer breakfast that their sons, one of them, the company offered $2,000 to be vaccinated and that you wouldn't have to wear your mask anymore. And he did it. And, you know, the father's distraught about it, and he should be. But, yeah, I mean, the first clue should be, you know, this thing was in stages. First it was, oh, this is cool. You know, I guess on social media, everybody was doing selfies and, you know, when they got their vaccine and all that. But first they brought out the celebrities and the politicians, you know, to try to get everybody to see, oh, well, look, the president took it, this and this and this and this. And then, you know, it just continues to evolve. Well, till now they're telling us that, well, if you don't take it, you know, we're going to force you to take it. And it's just, you know, first they incentivize you through lotteries and you know, something as cheap as get a vaccine, we'll give you a beer, and, you know, it just goes on and on and on. But I can you remember any time in the history that you've been on this Earth where anything even close to this has taken place. I can't. I sure can't. Where they incentivize you to try to take these, participate in their science experiment. And then they admit that basically you're part of this study when you do it. I heard something the other day from that Sherry Tenpenny, who's been pretty much on top of this from the day one, that there's different batches too. And these different batches, they're kind of tracking what's going on with these different, alterations in ingredients. You know, Pastor Peters used to always say too that, your vaccine's got some special ingredients because they know, you know, exactly who you are and what you stand for, and the fact that, you know, you stand for the truth no matter what the cost. And those people who dissent on what their plans are the ones that they want to identify. I mean, they're not even hiding the fact that they're spending millions and millions of dollars trying to compose a list of anyone who dared even go to the Devil City to protest the election on January 6th. So,
amen.
We're being marked. And it's nothing but the blood of Jesus that's going to save you, period. So get it through your head.
That's right. That's right. You know, Josh, you mentioned about that.
Without that blood of Jesus, you are guilty as charged. And when you stand before that judgment throne, it is guilty as charged. End of story.
Amen.
And without the blood of Jesus, people need to get that whatever you're getting. That's the only way. Yep. To be, like you said, to be cleansed of your sins and to be perfected. And are you going to be perfect after you contact the blood? Well, no, but every day we should
walk. You ain't going to be, no matter how hard you try.
To that perfection.
That's right. Not perfect, but forgiven.
All you got to do is listen to the song, "What Can Wash Away My Sin? Nothing But the Blood of Jesus." I mean, go through all the different things, all the different verses in that thing, and it tells you exactly what it is, that hymn. So powerful.
And it is so encouraging that they are pulling out all the stops, because they are on the ropes, and they know that word's getting out, and they know that people are turning back to God. And we can see it throughout our land. Is it where we want to be? No, it's not. But every day, you know, people are turning back more and more. They're opening their eyes and they're seeing. And yeah, they are turning up the pressure cooker, trying to reel everybody back in. You know, but I don't believe it's going to happen. There is a day of destruction that is at hand for those that don't have the blood. I mean, John, you got the key, and that is the key, and we need to hammer in both directions. That's our job. Is to point out what happens if you don't repent and be baptized and contact that blood to everybody. But then also, too, on the complete other side of it, it's also our job to point out, okay, this is what happens if you do. You can be blessed in a world full of unrighteousness and unholiness, and you can raise a family. And Tim, you can have that good ground to produce and to provide, you know, for your people. And I think it's desperation that's got them in the point where they're at. And I'm tickled about it and pray that God keeps turning up the heat, and that we do have that 2 Chronicles 7:14 turning point of in America, turning back to Him.
Yeah, what I see is a wave of repentance when you start seeing, you know, the mass population reduction, and you see a wave of repentance going across the land where people realize that there's nothing but the blood of Jesus, and only a man of God who has the faith to believe in Leviticus 14:15-18, in the anointing and the laying on of hands, James 5:14-16. Is going to be able to heal him. I told you a story about a 70-year-old man that I baptized that gave into it and got vaccinated, and within 2 weeks was making his final plans, you know, to basically for death, to make sure that his wife didn't have to deal with getting his affairs in order. And after I had the opportunity to speak with him and tell him what I believe that the Lord showed me, he repented from taking it. And we anointed him and prayed over him, and his whole life is back the way it was. He's back. He's 75 years old, and he's up in the woods hauling 100-pound logs on his shoulder, because that's what he does. He brings down wood for log furniture businesses and different special requests. Also does an amazing Christmas tree business at the end of the year. But night and day, totally flipped, just like you flipped a switch. So that was my confirmation, I believe, in what the Lord, I think, is showing me, that how this is going to be used for good. Not only is it going to get rid of those that hate God and hate his people, who will never humble themselves and repent, but it's also going to get rid of those lukewarm Christians and those who have not choose ye this day who they shall serve, and the mugwumps who's got their mug on one side of the fence and their womp on the other side of the fence. God's done. We said this a year ago. Choose ye this day who you shall serve. If Baal be God, then serve him. But if the Lord Jesus Christ be God, then serve him. That's it. That's your choice.
Amen. And I
tell you,
I remember,
it's humbling whenever you think about all the sacrifices that were made to provide this knowledge for us, and for us to have this foundation that we have of knowledge. Certainly Pastor Peters and many other godly Christian men of our times that were patient and persistent, and they did what they were supposed to do. And there is just such a blessing that comes from being a humble servant and keeping pushing on. And it's our time to be those guys. You know, it's our time to pick up that torch and to keep on going. And like you said, that there ain't no time for lukewarmness. We got to be 100% in the fight, in the faith, and preaching the blood.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yep. I remember a pastor preaching a message. I think the title of it was A Message to the Man and His Men. He talked about the man, you know, and how there was repentance available for those men who were serving that wicked authority, that Antichrist philosophy, you know. And that's Romans 8:1 gives you, that's your way out. When you contact that blood, when you're baptized in Christ, Romans 8:1 says, now there is therefore now no condemnation at all for those who are in Christ Jesus, you know. So, you know, when you say it's too late for me, no, not too late. God made a way out for you. Christ died for you. You have an exit off the interstate to that hellish end. You just got to take it. So, there's options available, and good ones.
Thank y'all, man. Love y'all. Keep up the fight.
Love you too, brother. Thanks.
Thanks, Josh. God bless.
I mean, how did the gospel spread the first time, right? It was through all of the miracles and the healing, and that's why it's so critically important that his remnant, the Gideon elite, the Jedi, walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the gifts, you know, all the gifts. We need to realize and understand that Jesus said, greater things than this you shall do. Well, you can't do them unless you got the faith. And you can't do them unless you understand the power of the Holy Spirit and you understand the power of the gifts. And not, you know, you may have one gift, I may have another gift, but that's why it's a body. You know, each part of that body supports one another instead of tearing it down. Unfortunately, we've had quite a few years of people who just seek to tear down those who are really seeking the truth, and I think we need to be careful of that. I think the body, God created this body. The church is the body of believers, and he's given each one of us different gifts, and we need to understand that all of those gifts together equal victory, period.
Amen. Got another caller. Good morning. Welcome to the program this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm calling in. I keep missing you guys. I keep oversleeping, and I guess the Lord wanted me to talk to you. Something that's really been upsetting me And I don't want to speak for Pastor Peters, but I listened to him for years, and I think he'd be the one voice saying this. Whenever anyone talks about the vaccine, and I don't care who they are, if they're Christian, if they're, you know, alt-right media, Fox, or whatever, they always talk about, you know, the efficacy and the safety of it. And all that can be argued if you, you know, look on the internet. The number one thing about that vaccine, and again, hardly anyone mentions it, and if they do, that's all they do is mention it. And it should be the number one thing. And that is every one of those vaccines, it doesn't matter whether it's China, Russia, the AstraZeneca in the UK, the Johnson & Johnson here, the Pfizer, Moderna, every one of them, and some are worse than others, Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, have a dead, murdered baby, the cell line from the tissue of that murdered baby and babies in their vaccine for Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, and even the others, all of the others, would have never gotten into arms without the tissue, the cells, the beginning tissue, and then they get the cell line from those murdered babies. Everyone, not just a little test at the end, but integral for the production of those vaccines. And I've told that to people I know, and they went ahead and did it. And these are good Christian people. Some of them say, well, my grandkids said they can't visit me. And a man I talked to right before he got it, he and his wife got it. He said, well, the priest told him it was okay. And his wife was dead a month later. So, and he doesn't blame the vaccine. Well, she was old. And
yeah,
that should be the number one thing.
You know that
these vaccines are made off of the murder, the death of little babies, aborted babies.
Absolutely. But, you know, the fetal cells have been in the vaccines forever, and they've stepped up their game, and I exposed this in the beginning. But bottom line is, what is Satan's ultimate goal? To destroy that which God created. Well, what did God create? He created man in his image. And what they're doing is altering the genetic code of the human beings to that's different than what God created us at. It's our genetic code that makes us special according to the way that God created us. So absolutely the fetal cells are critical to the fact of what they're doing to our people. But now they've stepped up their game to the point where they're trying to destroy that which God created in his image, man. And once you realize that, I don't see how you can even consider participating in the science experiment.
Yeah, and you're right. Many years ago, I got the hepatitis B, and that's supposed to have the fetal lines in it, and rabies. There's just a lot of them, and I never even thought to ask because I never even dreamed they would do something like that. And I've repented of it, even though I didn't know. And to think that that's in my body, and
it's not anymore. It's washed by the blood because you repented. It's not in your body anymore, Dee, because you repented of it.
That's true.
The blood of Jesus cleanses you.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. This is a test. You know, it's going to bring people to humility and repentance, or it's going to bring them to destruction. That's it. That's your choice, period.
But that shows me how diabolical, how evil this is. It's not just, oh, this is bad for you. Oh, they're into money. They're into control of the population. Or, yes, all of the above. But first and foremost, this is, it's so utterly, utterly
demonic. Demonic and diabolical. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's the parable of the wheat and the tares. In the last days, those tares would become so bold and brazen that there's no way that you can mistake them for what they are. The Antichrist, sons of devil, that the Bible warned us, roam like roaring lions, seeking someone to devour, that come only to steal, kill, and destroy. And, you know, the sad thing is, I believe part of the deception has been that for years, you know, even when I was a child, all you heard was, Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. That's it. Yeah, that's all you heard. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. And everybody thinks that, well, Jesus loves me and everything's going to be fine. And, you know, the people who believe in the rapture, they think, well, we're just going to wait until God raptures us and then we won't have to be part of this world. Well, that's not the case. That's not what we're supposed to be doing as Christians and Jedi. And we need to be fighting for the truth right now, right here and now on this earth, in this day, in this very hour, and expose these things for what they are.
Amen.
I'm not a saint. It's very upsetting and disappointing to know that people are just putting that in their bodies, and it's like they don't care. It's like, how did we get this low that we don't care that something is made from dead babies, murdered babies, and we put it in our arms to save ourselves?
Yeah, the Bible says if we don't believe the truth, God would send a strong delusional influence, and that's what it is. And, you know, another word for strong delusional influence, in my opinion, is a spell. And just like Pastor Peter said, that there's a spell in the land, and the only cure for it is the truth, and the only healing for it is the blood of Jesus, period.
Amen. You know, Psalms 82, verse 5 says, tells us, they do not understand, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. And it's just as you said, John, the Word tells us that if you won't have a love for the truth, that God himself will send a deluding spirit. And that is, you know, that's
strong.
A strong deluding spirit. That's right. And that's the difference between you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But if you don't desire the truth, well, you're not set free, and you do not understand. It is that simple. And that, you know, his word is truth. And
what he does, and that's how they about, are. A lot of the, and I've noticed a lot of different alt-media people now are, instead of saying maybe or it might happen, they're being all of a sudden very adamant that we will be killed and we will be forced to take the vaccine and we will be put in camps, and they've become very adamant in the last week about it. Do you guys think it's going to go that far? What happens to those of us who are close to the Lord? Do we escape? Are we saved from that?
Well, I'm standing on the promises that greater is he that is for us than all those that are against us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And that God has given us authority to trample upon scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall harm us. Then all Amen. Of those promises, if you've contacted the blood, are available to you.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, but we have to stand on the faith, too. If you don't believe those things, then yeah, absolutely. You're going to fall right into their hands. But I believe if we stand on the faith, you know, the Bible says it only takes one Elijah to deliver his people. And we have to be that Elijah. We have to be the strong man that's standing up against all of the evil and standing on the promises that greater is he that is for us than all those that are against us. Because there's never been a greater time of the enemy exposing themselves for what they are. They don't hide it anymore. Just like you said, it's all demonic. These people worship the god of this world, Satan, period. And you're either going to worship Baal, the god of this world, Satan, or you're going to worship Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, and his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And walk in the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So, you know, remember, we're not a people of fear. That's what the Bible says. We're to be overcomers.
That's right.
So we're to claim promises and to stand on the truth. And Amen. Yeah, maybe some of us will fall. That's what the Bible says. You know, the Bible says in Revelation that those that are clothed in the white robes are saying, how long, Lord, how long before you avenge, you know, the, what has been done to us? And basically it says, well, not until those that are to be martyred are martyred. And, you know, I prefer to be a martyr, not a martyr, but Lord's will be done, period.
Amen. Amen.
Do you think the guys like Alex Jones and Mike Adams and all these different guys, they all seem to know each other and sell the same things, but the ones that are directly saying this will happen now, they're creating a atmosphere of fear. And I remember in the Bible, you know, it's always against fear.
That's right. Fear not.
Are they working for the evil then, or are they just succumbing to the fear?
I'm not sure.
Or
you
are
know,
they trying to win
Pastor
us?
Peter's always said, Pastor Peter's always said that even Rush Limbaugh, you could see that there was a change in him in the last year or so of his life. And I think he finally just said, well, you know what, based on what these doctors are telling me, I'm not going to live much longer anyway, so you no longer have a thumb on me. And he started to expose things that he probably wasn't supposed to. Alex Jones, I don't know, I go back and forth, but if you look at even 20 years ago, the things that he was saying that are conspiracy theories are coming true now, so I'm not sure if he's on the other side or not. They are warning the people about what's coming, but the fact that you, like you say, that they're saying that these things are going to come upon us, that's concerning to me, because you know, on one breath they'll say that they serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know, they tout the Bible, but on the other hand they're saying that we're doomed, and we're, you know, this is all going to happen and there's nothing we can do about it, and that's not true according to the Bible.
That's right. Well, guys, we are out of time. Thanks for joining us, Dee. Thanks. And, folks, we'll have church tomorrow. We invite you to come to church with us tomorrow at scriptures4america.org, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. And we hope you can do that. We hope you can join us for church. Thanks again, guys, and we'll see you at church tomorrow. Thank you, Dee. We just ran out of time, but
rolling,
you know, it's by their fruits.
Rolling, though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, stake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high.